The Headache and Migraine News Podcast. The latest news and tips for those with headaches, migraine, and cluster headache around the world with health writer and researcher James Cottrell.
And hello, this is James from Headache and Migraine News. I'm not going to look to see when I last did a podcast. I know it's been a while, so sorry about that. But I am here. I'm going to read you a headline here that I saw recently, and you may possibly have one of three reactions to this headline. So here it is. This is from sciencedaily.com, and the headline is, "Adults with migraines have triple the prevalence of generalized anxiety disorder." Now, I'm guessing you may have one of three reactions. One reaction might be, "Of course." Another reaction might be, "Oh, brother." Another reaction might be, "Oh, no." If you're saying, "Of course," well, you may be in for a few surprises here. So, one reaction might be, "Well, adults with migraine disease are more anxious." Well, of course, we're more anxious. Hello. Doesn't that make sense? Well, the generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD, is a little more than just being anxious. You can look up some of the information on this online, but this is the way that the Mayo Clinic describes it, describes some of the symptoms. Symptoms can vary, but they may include persistent worrying or obsession about small or large concerns that's out of proportion to the impact of the event. So this is a situation when you are worrying way out of proportion to what you should be for months at a time. Possibly you just feel worried about nothing in particular, or things bother you way more than they should. Inability to set aside or let go of a worry. Inability to relax, restlessness and feeling keyed up or on the edge. Difficulty concentrating, or the feeling that your mind goes blank. Worrying about excessively worrying. And on it goes. And there's physical problems too. Fatigue, irritability, muscle tension, aches, trembling, being easily startled, things like that. Trouble sleeping. So, of course, maybe, but there's some interesting twists in the story, which I'll share with you in a minute. Your second possible reaction might be, "Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Here we go again. Migraine patients are just tense and worried. They just need to get a grip. They just need to learn how to cope, and they'll be all better." And some of you, unfortunately, hopefully very few of you, but some of you have had a doctor or a friend say that to you. "Yeah, you just need to get out more. You just need to relax and stop letting things bother you, and all of your pain will go away." We know, of course, that migraine is much more than that. We know scientifically a lot more about migraine today than we have in the past. And we know that it's more than just being tense or having a certain kind of personality or something like that. It has to do with the chemicals in your body. It has to do with genetics. So we do not really want another article that says, "Yeah, just calm down. It's all your fault that you have migraine. Just calm down and you'll feel a lot better." But that's actually not what this is saying. And of course, I already talked a little bit about what generalized anxiety disorder actually is. But there is an interesting thing that the researchers talk about. This is a research out of the University of Toronto. And generalized anxiety disorder may have, for example, biological roots. There's some connection to genetics, researchers believe. So this is not just something that you just worry too much. On the other hand, there are kind of behavioral and real-world connections that could make things worse, or that could help treat it. So the researchers said that this was partially explained by what? By the disturbingly high prevalence of debilitating chronic pain and problems in managing household responsibilities. So, yeah, this is the first author of the study. Disturbingly high prevalence of debilitating chronic pain. This is in migraine patients. And problems in managing household responsibilities. So that is part of the reason why there was such a strong correlation. Another one of the authors said, "We were not surprised. that chronic pain played a strong role in the link between migraines and generalized anxiety disorders. The unpredictable and uncontrollable nature of migraine pain can be extremely anxiety-producing, as it often interferes with family and work responsibilities with little or no warning. So now we're kind of back to, of course, this is going to affect you when you have this unpredictable, incredibly debilitating chronic pain or episodic pain that comes and goes. Of course, it's going to affect your level of anxiety and worry. When is it going to hit next? Am I going to miss the family gathering next weekend? And so on and so forth. So the message here is actually not calm down, it's all in your head, just relax and the migraine will go away. The message is actually deal with the migraine pain. If anything, deal with the migraine, treat the migraine disease, and that will help also treat the generalized anxiety disorder. But there's actually more to it than that, so we'll keep going here. I certainly agree with the message that you need to treat the migraine. I was doing some other reading today. I won't get into some of the other studies I was reading today, but migraine left untreated can cause all kinds of problems that may last a lifetime. So it is very, very important to treat it and not just say, it's just a headache. I'll just deal with it. I'll just take an over-the-counter painkiller and get on with my life. No, you really do need to treat it. But there's more to it than that. So let's continue on here. So possible responses, of course. Oh, brother. And oh, no. Panic. My life is over. I'm going to get generalized anxiety disorder. Well, don't panic too much here. The headline again said, adults with migraine have triple the prevalence of generalized anxiety disorder. So that's correct. Triple. It's from, according to the study here, 2% of the general population having generalized anxiety disorder to 6% of those with migraine. So yeah, 3 times, 2 times 3 is 6. So yeah, that's obviously a serious increase. It's very significant. It's not just a blip. But if you look at it another way, the vast majority of people with migraine do not have generalized anxiety disorder. Okay, here's another little twist in this study, and that is the difference between men and women. Now, the twist is that men with migraine had almost double the odds of generalized anxiety disorder compared to women. Double the odds. Now, why do you think that might be? Maybe men don't deal with their emotions as well, or maybe, well, I'll tell you what the study authors suspected. They suspected it's because men are less likely than women to take medication to treat their migraine attacks, and therefore the disorder may be more painful and less controllable, which could result in anxiety. So maybe that's the case. Men not taking your medications. My goodness. Anyway, that may or may not be the reason. That's not something that was covered in the study. They're just kind of speculating on that point, so you can guess why that might be. Let's just talk about what is the takeaway from a study like this. I already mentioned that one big takeaway is treat the migraine. Try and find a good treatment. There are many treatments out there to try, probably more than you can try in a lifetime. You need to find a good doctor, and you need to keep looking for treatments. And I've talked about this on and on, so I won't talk about it too much today, but you can definitely find lots of resources at Headache and Migraine News to help you with that. But of course, it's not just that. It's also oftentimes when you have 2 conditions or 3 or 4 or more, it's good to be aware of all of them and to treat them both or treat them together, or be aware this medication might make this issue worse, so I should probably try this one, or this medication may actually treat both, or this exercise may help with both, whatever it may be. Think about both, be aware of both, and you might say, well, I don't want to tell my doctor because they'll think that I just need to calm down and deal with it. Well, hopefully your doctor is not like that. Hopefully you have a good doctor. If not, maybe you need to go looking for another doctor and find one that will take you a little more seriously. Now, there's one more interesting thing that was right at the end of this article, And you can read it for yourself at sciencedaily.com. I'll try and leave a link for it at Headache and Migraine News. Here's the last interesting point in the article. They measured which people had someone to talk to, who had a confidant, who had someone they could share their troubles with, and how many people. Are there several people? Do you have a spouse? Do you have five friends? What do you have? Who can you share your problems with? Well, I'll read you what it says here. Migraine nurse who did not have a confidant had five times the odds of generalized anxiety disorder compared to those who had at least one person to confide in. That's right. Just one person. So I already mentioned that generalized anxiety disorder can be related to environment, to the situation you're in, various things in your life, behavior. So here's a perfect example of that. Just having one person to confide in can make a tremendous difference. So this is where family comes in. This is where support groups come in. This is where understanding coworkers, friends, all this kind of stuff comes in. And it's very, very important to have. I've been encouraged as I've started to see the results of the poll we have at Headache and Migraine News to see how many people actually do have someone that they can talk to who is very understanding. And if you haven't filled out that poll yet, run over to headacheandmigrainenews.com and put in your vote. Do you have someone you can talk to? And how understanding are they? It's an interesting thing to think about. But yes, very, very important for your own treatment of your own anxiety to have someone that you can talk to. So yes, treat migraine. Yes, find the doctor who understands. But think about your whole life and not just your migraine pain. How can you live better in general? So I hope that's been interesting for you and helpful for you. I will not promise to do more podcasts, but I hope I will. I do intend to. And in the meantime, I want you, as many people as possible, to seriously consider getting your free tickets for the Migraine World Summit, which is coming up later this month. I've talked about it already at Headache and Migraine News, and if you haven't read the article yet, read it. It's from the 6th of April. It's titled, The Unexpected Reason You Should Pay Attention to the Migraine World Summit. On my computer, the first line is, The Unexpected Reason You Should Pay. It's kind of unfortunate because the tickets are actually free. So if you go to that article or send your family and friends to that article, you can find some information of why I would strongly encourage you to get your free tickets, and all you have to do is watch online. You don't have to watch all of the sessions, but I do encourage you to get as many family and friends as you can to consider going to the Migraine World Summit via internet. And there's some interesting topics on there, such as top 10 migraine myths that need to be busted, and there's people talking about new treatments in the pipeline, the best and worst supplements for migraine. There's all kinds of interesting topics from top experts, and I mean top experts from around the world. So hopefully you will check that out, and I'll tell you right now, part of the reason why I encourage you to get tickets, even if you can only see a few of the sessions, we want to make a statement. We want people to see how many people are interested in migraine treatment, how many people are interested in finding answers and are serious about getting information, serious about their own treatment, because that will encourage many, many others that aren't necessarily directly connected to consider improving the funding for migraine research, improving the communication between various experts, all things like that. So the more people that get involved, the better. The more people that get involved, the more of a statement can be made. So I'll include a link as well with the URL that goes with this podcast to directly go and check out the Migraine World Summit and to get free tickets, and also to go and take a look at that article, which may encourage some of your family and friends and other people you know to also get their free tickets. So yeah, just a little note at the end there, something that hopefully will be helpful to you, but may not just be helpful to you, it may be helpful to people around the world who are struggling with migraine and other headache disorders. So thanks for listening, and I hope to talk to you again soon. Bye for now.